There are many people, many Muslims tell me, okay, Brother Zakir, give the Quran to the non-Muslim, but only give the English translation. Don't give the Arabic text. Or give the Hindi translation, the Urdu translation. I have got no problem if someone only gives the translation of the Quran, but I personally prefer giving the Arabic text along with the translation. Why? Because the translation is the work of a human being. And no human being is perfect. As I mentioned earlier, that no translation is perfect. And if there is a mistake in the translation, it will not be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we check it up with the Arabic text besides the translation, we can easily verify that if there is a mistake in the translation, it is the work of the human being and not of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I personally prefer giving along with the translation the Arabic text, so that if there is a mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be responsible, it is the responsibility of the translator. And furthermore, if Allah holds me responsible, I will be in good company. I'll be in the company of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because if you read the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wrote letters to non-Muslim kings in which he dictated verses of the Quran. He told the Sahabas, he dictated letters to non-Muslim kings in which he dictated verses of the Quran. He sent letters to Nicias of Abyssinia, to Emperor Heraclius, Emperor of Persia, King of Yemen, King of Egypt. Many of these kings, Alhamdulillah, they accepted Islam. But some of them, they even tore the letter. Some of them even trampled it beneath their feet. Imagine, the verses of the Quran, dictated by the Prophet. They were torn by these kings, and some of them even trampled it beneath their feet. And one such letter is available in the Koptaki Museum in Turkey, in which the Prophet had dictated the verse of the Quran of Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, which says, Kul, Ya Ahlul Kitab, say, O people of the book, Ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa in bayna baynakum. Come to common terms as in us and you. Which is the first term? Allah na'budu illallah. That we worship none but Allah. Wala nushrika bihi shay'an. That we associate no partners with him. Wala yattakhidha ba'duna ba'dan arbaban min dunillah. That we erect not among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. Fa'in tawallu. If then they turn back. Fakulu shadu. Say, bear witness, be anna muslimun, that we are Muslims bowing our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse of the Quran was dictated to the non-Muslim kings by the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's yet available in the museum, the Koptaki Museum in Turkey. And I want to ask you the question. Today, there are about 14 million Arabs who are Coptic Christians, who are Christians since generations. I am asking the question, which translation of the Quran will you give to these 14 million Coptic Arab Christians? Do you want to translate the Arabic Quran into Arabic again? You'll have to give the original text. To these Christian Arabs, who understand Arabic as a language, Arabic is a mother tongue, which translation will you give? Will you give the Urdu translation? Will you give the English translation? You have to give the original kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Arabic. That is the reason I personally prefer, along with the translation, give the original Arabic text. And the Quran was revealed for the whole of humankind, and the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent as a messenger to the whole of humankind.